And welcome back, everybody, to Web on the Bloom, episode 200. 200 coming at you on your New Year's. So hope you guys are having a good one there. We're going to have some fun talking about what we want as a show, as individuals for 2025. This came across pretty well last year, so we're going to have some fun with it once again this year. First off, you can find me on Twitter at BDNtrick, the podcast at Bubba Bloom Pod, the Patreon at patreon.com/BubbaBloom. And my co-host, as always, on Twitter at RyanBHQ. Ryan Bloomfield, how are we doing, my friend?
I am very well. The stars aligned somehow with this episode 200 and Happy New Year. So, my friend, congrats to both. This is a coffee cup. We both have coffee. We are recording this in the morning, so the booze will hold off for at least a few more hours. But no, cheers, my friend, to a new year and to 200 of these things. Oh. Jeez.
Pretty good. We made one of our resolutions last year was to go to 2 episodes a week for the full year. We've done that. We did not miss one time, I don't think. Made 2 every week, which is pretty good. That's why that number jumped pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And that'll happen, but it's good. I like what we're doing. People seem to like what we're doing. So yeah, cheers. It's been good. We've got the live FPAS show for a few years now. We've expanded the product's not the right word. I hate that word, but we've expanded the brand, I guess we'll say. I don't know what the right way to say it is.
No, but we've expanded. That one either, but yes, we did. I mean, quickly look back, like we did the first pitch live show, which is always awesome. We launched our listener leagues for the first time in 2024. More on that in just a second. One of the biggest things we preach with each other is consistency. And I think we take a lot of pride in not missing pretty, I really don't think we missed a show. I know we didn't miss a show in season going twice a week. We didn't miss a single Fab episode. So we accomplished that. We were and I'll stop patting ourselves on the back here in a sec. We were FSWA finalist somehow.
Surprised the hell out of both of us. Of the year.
Jeez. We were a finalist, which was really damn cool. So, I think New Year's is a time to not only look ahead to stuff, but also take a step back and kind of, I don't know, congratulate each other on what we did this year. And I think last but certainly not least is the listeners out there. I mean, our listenership has grown in 2024 big time as well. And so none of that would be possible without. I mean, I think we would still podcast with each other just because we enjoy doing it if like 10 people listened. but it is really cool to see that grow and have folks talk with us. We had a candlelight vigil for the mascot that people got all fired up about. Best
episodes ever.
Best or worst. Yeah. Depending. But no, all that stuff is, I think, worth at least taking a couple minutes to look back on. I think we had a really fun year.
Reflection is a good thing, especially for, I know we take our L's very loudly and often. On the show, we're first upfront about that, so to sit back and look at it and kind of enjoy what has come to be this past year is good, because it just started out as a little fun project after meeting in Arizona a few years back, and it's turned into quite the fun. It's every Tuesday, Thursday night for the most part, barring family stuff and everything else, but it's pretty much penciled in and it's go to, and got our usuals in the YouTube chat, which is fun. We got the Patreon Discord, we'll talk about, which is awesome. And it's just a fun little community of people that love baseball and is like hanging out. And like you said, like the mascot thing was just greater. Anytime any one of our players does anything, we get immediate like notifications about it, which is entertaining. So it just shows that you guys are paying attention and enjoy the product as well. So thank you to you all as well. And hope you guys have a happy new year too.
Absolutely.
Ryan kind of hinted at it. We're going to have some announcements at the top of the show, and then we'll get into our resolutions at the back end of the show. But one of the announcements, Ryan mentioned this past year, we kicked off our first listener leagues. And for those that may be new or need a recap on what took place, we were talking about auctions. And we're like, man, auctions seem fun. And I never had done an NFBC auction. Everyone talked about how great the platform was. I think you might have done, maybe not an NFBC. But so we were talking about that. And then we had a bunch of listeners that never even been on the NFBC. And so we got with Greg Ambrosius, some of the wonderful people over at the NFBC. And we said, hey, we don't want to do the $150 entries or higher because we want people to get a taste. So can we do $50 entries, 15-team listener leagues? Well, you guys came through. We filled 4 leagues, and that was pretty darn awesome to begin with. You got cash payouts on all of them. You got an overall prize, which was a Shohei Ohtani autographed jersey. Bonkers.
Well, the prize was announced as just a
autographed jersey,
jersey of your choice, preferably on your team who won the overall. And it turned out that Ohtani had a
career season.
Career historic season.
Yeah, career season is the nicest way I'll put it.
And so we didn't budget for that one, but that's all good.
Yep. I'm a man of my word, so we stick by these things. Let's just say this year might be a little more fine print on those situations. But yeah, it was awesome. We had tried to update it a bit. We had people in chats and stuff asking us questions about it, and a lot of people, it seemed, and maybe we didn't hear from the negative side of it, but really enjoyed the auction part, and we have people chomping at the bit already. So before I get into the big announcement, Ryan, anything else you wanted to bring up on last year's auction leagues?
No, it was a really fun exercise. We both live streamed at least one of ours. Yeah. I know Joe Rico live streamed his and just got new folks onto the NFBC, into the auction platform. And that was the goal, to kind of get that low barrier of entry in there. And props to the NFBC as well for, like you said, that overall component. They set up a whole, it was kind of crazy. Like it was, they set up an overall, you know, like thing on their site. So you could go to NFBC and go to like standings overall. And then there'd be like a drop down, and it was like main event, draft champions, online champion. Then like at the bottom was like Bubba and the Bloom. And it was kind of cool seeing that mixed in with some of the big boys.
With that being said, we have been in contact with the NFBC through Arizona. There'll be more about the contact in Arizona shortly. But we'll be running them back, folks. We'll be doing listener leagues once again. Literally, Jeff, who's been amazing to work with over there, like literally he's helped us with the Live Gladiator. Pretty much he said, whatever we need, let him know. He'll make it happen. So he's just waiting for me to send him basically the alert that says we need leagues, is what it's coming down to. Like, they're ready to roll this year. So here's what it is. 2025 listener leagues. We're keeping the auctions. I'm going to say that right out the gate. It's still going to be $50. We thought about maybe upping it, but we want to make it friendly for everybody. $50 entries, 15 team leagues is the same. So you'll have cash payouts in there. There will be an overall component that is to be determined between me and Ryan at a later date and time. There will be an announcement like last time. There'll be a video or something, but we got to talk this one out a little more.
It will be nice, but it may not be Shohei level.
Unlike the luxury tax, there will be a cap on this thing. This is where we'll go. There'll be a salary floor, but there'll be a cap as well on this one.
It should be, right?
That's another podcast. We'll figure that one out for sure. But here's how these leagues are going to fill. And we'll start probably doing signups when Ryan gets back right after the new year. We'll sit down, we'll plan out a sheet and do all kinds of things. That way we're both on the same page on this one, instead of, you know, trying to trust me to organize things the whole time. Not the best move. But each league, paid Patreon members will get their first crack at it. After all paid Patreon members say yes, no, whatever, we'll open it up for, you can sign up to be a free Patreon member, so you're at least on our email list. You can do it for free. You'll get the next shot at it. So pretty much it's open to anybody, but if you're a paid member, you're guaranteed a spot if you want one. You get the first crack at it. And then after that, we'll go. So for every 15 signups, we'll create a new league. So we're not just saying it's four only. If you guys want to go crazy, we can go crazy. Now, Ryan and I won't be in every league. Last year, we made a point to be in both of, like, two each out of the four. That won't be the case this year. So if your goal is to beat one of us, we'll try our best to get in the league with you. But and that's not hard to do. But I'll elaborate on that later. So I'm making sure I have all my notes here that I printed out for you, Ryan. Starts new leagues, Patreon members, league prizes overall. Drafts. Drafts will start middle of February and end by the end of February. That's the way we did it last year. We have to stop basically by March 1st. Because they need to do all their big time contests. And for auctions, they have to have one of their paid proctors basically in our room in case something happens. They can't afford for our leagues to clog up their other leagues, essentially, which is totally understandable for doing the favors they do for us. We can do that for them. So drafts will be a little earlier than some might like. That's the brass tacks. Makes fab fun, though. So you got that going for you. Ryan, is there anything else I missed? I know that was very quick. We'll post this. I literally will copy and paste this into the Discord on Patreon, so people know exactly what the basically format is for now. Anything else, Mr. Bloomfield?
I think you covered it, but yeah, just to quick recap, if you want in the league, you the first crack will be our paid Patreon folks. And again, that's just a way to support the show, and we appreciate any and all support there.
And the Patreon money goes to the prize, basically.
Yes, exactly. It pretty much all the stuff goes back into the show.
Yeah.
And then totally fine if you want to be a free Patreon member, just sign up. I remember last year we were just trying to get this thing off the ground, and the barrier of entry was just to leave a 5-star review of the show. And obviously a lot of you all can't do that again. So the lowest barrier of entry again is just a free Patreon sign up. We won't spam you with anything. It's just a way for us to get our email addresses, ducks in a row, and all that sort of thing. And then once you're in there, just contact us either directly to Bubba or myself, or on social media. Or if you don't have social media, I know it's been 2024 has been a year for social media. We did stand up our podcast email account, bubbabloompod@gmail.com. So bubbabloompod@gmail.com. You can just email us saying, I joined up and I want to be in the league. So we will probably, in terms of timing, like you said, Bubba, the drafts themselves will take place mid-Feb to late Feb. We will do probably all this organizing and give you all a choice of times. That'll all take place in January as we kind of collect signups and organize that. So more to come in January on that, but that's the lay of the land. I don't think I have anything else. Neither of us did all that well in the auctions last year. So maybe you definitely want to be in one of our leagues.
I said, we'll do our best so you can beat us. But the one other thing I'll say is don't wait to sign up if you want to get in, because eventually we will open it up to, if you're paid, I mean, we eventually will open it up and fill leagues, because the goal would be to finish with signups by the end of January and have the leagues probably set by the end of the first week in February at the latest. So you have about a week before drafts. So just logistically, if you're interested, get in. That's the best way I can say is don't wait and see type thing. It's $50. You'll have a blast. It is a great format. The auction site is so easy. I think the drafts are like 3 to 3.5 hours, give or take. Some went faster than others, but overall, really good stuff, and it was a ton of fun. And if you're curious, go back to our shows from last late February area. We did some live ones, like Ryan said, plus we did like a recap looking at different ADPs and stuff, our prices, I guess. And it just gives a great idea of how the whole process went.
I'm sure this year with the Discord involved, there will be plenty of
Discord
chatter, trash talking, etc. going on in our listener league channel there. So I think it'll be even more fun this year.
I'll be venting while they chatter in the listener league, so it'll be fun. All right, I'll leave you to the next announcement we have here, because this was another part of our chatting in Arizona, Ryan, and we had a nice talk with Mr. Greg Ambrosius. So what do you got for us?
My dog just threw up on the ground next to me, so way to kill the announcement, Bloomfield. All right, so next show announcement for this year, we talked with Greg about this at First Pitch. We are going to Las Vegas for the NFBC drafts March 21st through the 23rd. We have not booked flights yet, but we'll be there, both of us, for the first time. You've been to Vegas before.
I've been to Vegas many times, not for the NFBC, but I used to be a regular in Vegas. Yes.
It's been about 8 years and I think I'm recovered, but first time for both of us for the NFBC going to Vegas. And so, yeah, we'll be there. We'll get in on Friday. We will leave on Sunday. And talking with Greg, he wants to have this kind of this concept of like a podcast row where podcasters like us are there and kind of covering the drafts, talking with the drafters, and just giving the event more exposure. From what I've heard, it's a total blast, and it hasn't really been covered in terms of like actual podcast and video and that sort of thing. So we're kind of nailing down and we will work on the details in January and February of exactly what we want to cover. And certainly if you folks out there, if you have ideas on things you'd like to see or hear from the weekend in Las Vegas, let us know. But we'll be out there covering the drafts, and I cannot wait to get out there. It's going to be an absolute blast.
Vegas, baby. Vegas. Can't wait. Like I said, I used to go a lot. I haven't gone in a long time. It's probably for the best for myself and others. But I'm looking forward to it. And if I have to go on like business like this, it'd at least keep me structured to not go, old Bubba in the day.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to it. It should be a blast getting to meet a lot of people we haven't met yet, especially some I'd love to see face to face. And we'll have a great time there. And like Ryan said, we have ideas, not just on the Radio Row perspective of it, but giving you guys a full show of what we're allowed to show. Let's put it that way. Cause you know, the drafts is a private thing and everything for the most part, but we have some cool ideas to hopefully introduce you to many of the brilliant minds. Cause a lot of the really, really, really good players aren't even on social media. So you don't have a vast knowledge potentially. Some of our listeners obviously know who they are. I'm not going to pretend that. Maybe you're listening, for crying out loud. But for a lot of other people, this will give you a way to get a inside track to kind of their thinking. And we're going to talk to them after their drafts and so on and so forth. So yep. Lots of fun stuff there.
Absolutely. I mean, just the last thing that I'll throw out there is we are continuing to want to push the envelope with the show and kind of do new, fun, creative things. And I'll just say not to belabor the point, but things like the Patreon and that and listening and downloading that allows us to do this type of stuff. And again, put more back into the show and make it hopefully a better product for you all. So that's really our big idea for this year, is to get out to Vegas and kind of do something that hasn't really been done a whole lot before. So can't wait.
Yeah, we have a lot of ideas, but we're not trying to go all crazy all at once. And this is one we've talked about for a couple of years. So it kind of all worked together when we sat down with Greg and he mentioned his idea. We're like, well, we were actually going to approach you with an idea similar to that. So it works out really well that we're all on the same page there. And like Ryan said, we have other things we want to do that will involve listeners and more experiences like this. So eventually, hopefully, we will get there as everything continues to grow and be awesome. So. We'll leave it at that before I get too sales pitchy. All right. That's the main announcements. Hopefully you guys are that's good. Let's talk some resolutions. Last year we did 10. We cut them down to 5 each.
in true resolution style, we went a little too hard, didn't we? I don't know how many of the 10 we actually met, but
yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, reflections. But this is more of like last year, I could be like 5 content analyst ones, 5 like fantasy player ones. This year we just kind of combined things. You'll sense a trend in a few of these. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Ryan and I both have similar goals on a couple things involving this show, but we'll just kind of go one by one, have some fun with it, and hope you guys are sipping on a cocktail, watching some bowl games while you listen. So Ryan, what do you got for your first resolution?
The biggest one for me in 2025 is to pour as much as I can into the Patreon. It has been live for almost 2 months now. Almost
2 months, yeah.
And we're already over 60 subscribers.
Sorry, it would have been 2 months basically, but we had a snafu.
Yes. Snafu being Patreon locking us out of our account.
We were in a different state.
1 hour before we were set to go live at first pitch and announced the damn thing. That was a moment in 2024. Yeah. I won't forget.
Yeah.
But so because of that, it's almost 2 months. But yeah, just continuing for kind of the way we've divvied things up at the Patreon is Bubba's putting out the content, the news and notes, what will be the fab stuff in season. And I'm sure you'll talk more about that in your resolution. For me, it's more, you know, I'm the spreadsheet guy, I'm the Bloomboard guy. So I'm making tools and developing tools that folks can use for that. So continuing to kind of pour everything I have into that. And really the second thing as a part of that is like my social media strategy, I guess, for 2025, for lack of a better word. I alluded to this earlier, but like, yeah, just the way social media has gone this past year with everything with Twitter and now like Blue Sky coming up. It's kind of interesting around all this time as we have this Discord and as part of our Patreon. And I've just found myself naturally like wanting to post there instead of on Twitter and Blue Sky or wherever else. And so wanting to pour more into that as well, giving more information and just interacting with folks who are part of our little community here and making it fun for everybody. So that's my biggest thing is kind of prioritizing what we do and putting in tools on the Patreon and continuing to develop that. Cause it's still brand new, mm-hmm. only 2 months. And I'm excited for where we can take it.
Oh, I'm excited every time Ryan either texts me with an idea or when we do pretty much every show, we meet for like a half hour beforehand. We talk about just life in general, just, you know, friend stuff. And then we talk about like the show and Ryan will like, or even after the show, Ryan will go check out this thing I'm working on or something. This is just kind of Ryan is a big brain is what I like to refer to it as. Cause he'll come up with ideas that just blow my mind. Cause I might have a small version of that. We have zero idea how to put it to the paper. And Ryan will have all these things going on. So some of the tools, like we already have some of them. I'm using one of them right now, drafting a DC, which Ryan's put together. And he's still fine-tuning that every time someone gives him a suggestion, which is awesome. But he's got some really cool tools that he kind of showed a beta version of in the Discord. And it's stuff that I couldn't even really fathom. It's wild. And it's got the perfect Bloomboard color coding as well on those. So that makes it easy. But I just want to do a shout out to that is the tools alone are pretty awesome. And there's going to be a lot of in-season tools. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to see what he's doing and the ideas he has that I know how he figures it out, but he does it pretty – seems effortlessly. I know there's probably a lot of effort behind it, but it makes it look pretty simple. So,
big brain, like you said, but with deficiencies elsewhere that I will get to. But none of us are perfect, are we?
No, none of us are. That's one thing we will often admit on this show. Yeah. Like I can't, you know, I have to print out my sheets for crying out loud.
That's got to be a resolution, man. Save the damn environment, you know.
Hey, I reuse them. I take notes on the other side for stuff. I reuse the heck out of these things and I recycle them afterwards.
Okay,
right, it doesn't just get thrown in the trash. You know, I'm not some, you know. Never mind.
next resolution.
Yeah, my first resolution, and it kind of goes with Ryan's theme. If he wants to do more tools and Discord and all that, for me is. I'm going to continue to have my goal to give you guys your news and notes for those from the Substack. You got used to that at least Monday through Friday, depends on my weekend schedule, but you're getting your news and notes. I've already dropped 5 or 6 of them this year. I'm literally going to try to write one. Well, never mind. This will be way past that, but they coming out as major news continues to hit. So you'll get that throughout the season, but something else that we've talked about that should jump off the air early in January, hopefully within the first week of January. It's a show called Breakfast with Bubba. This was Ryan's name, which actually stuck to me. Like I had the concept of this show I wanted, and Ryan, like we talked about it, especially in Arizona, and it made total sense what we wanted to do. Branding is difficult. Finding names is difficult. And I kept like going back and forth, and some were just so insanely dad joke cheesy. And then Ryan just said Breakfast with Bubba, and I at first I'm like, no. And then it kind of stuck. It made sense. And then I had this graphic guy made like a cartoony thing of me with some cool breakfast and baseball things. And I'll post that here shortly. But that's going to come at you at least 3 days a week, if not more, like on the weekdays. I'm going to try to go every day. But again, one thing about the Patreon compared, well, I'll get to it later in one of my resolutions is I have a life. I have a kid. I have things I need to do. I can't be staying up till 2 in the morning doing stuff all the time. So there's certain nights like a show like that won't happen, but it'll get covered at another date. So my resolution, what I'm trying to tell you is you're going to get even more content over there at the Patreon compared to what you already got. You're going to get the show, but the podcast, the Breakfast with Bubba podcast will be free to everybody.
Yep.
That's the other perk to it. It's going to be a lot of Patreon promotion, which a lot of this episode is because that's our passion right now for this show. So that's part of our resolutions. But the podcast Breakfast with Bubba will be a free show, kind of giving you a glimpse of the news and notes, but it'll have DFS talk. It'll have potentially like some underdog betting talk. It'll have a bunch of different things because it's what I loved about my Bench with Bubba show is it's whatever I want to do. I could talk about whatever I want with whoever I want. Breakfast with Bubba, it'll be baseball related, but it could be something like I could spend 15 minutes talking about how much I hate Rob Manfred. I'll give you the news, but we're going to have fun. Like, it'll kind of be like a morning show.
Only 15 minutes from you for that?
The goal is to have this a quick show. It's like a 15 to 30 minute show. Get you in, get you out. But the point is, it's not going to be, there'll be a structure, but not a fine structure. Like, it's going to be, we're going to talk baseball, what's going on in the world of baseball, keep you caught up for fantasy, but have some fun with it along the way. Because as people know, I love fun. So there you go on that one, but that's my resolution for
and somewhat similar to what you did, what you've done the last couple of years with the First Pitch podcast, except more. I mean, given that it's your own show, if you want to veer off one day and talk about rant about Manfred for 10 minutes, you can do that. Or if you, like you said, you want to take a Tuesday night off. Yeah. It's totally fine to do that. So
yeah, exactly. So that's just kind of the thing. You're gonna still get a lot of like the people that liked what I did over there at Pitcher List. You're gonna get a lot of that. A little different format, rather consistent, is what I'll say.
Yeah.
All right. What's your second resolution?
All right. for me, this is more of just, so I alluded to this earlier, you say I'm a big brain, but like some of my brain doesn't work anymore. I don't know what happened. Maybe it's this age of social media, whatever. I never was a big reader, but my biggest thing in terms of consuming fantasy content this year is reading comprehension and focusing more on news, on playing time and depth charts, as opposed to, or in addition to, I would say, player skills. Listeners to the show probably know this, like you are much more in tune on the news side and how things, like they're frequently on the show, there will be a minor leaguer who I've never heard of, but then just all this other stuff where like you'll correct me on or just point out where like, oh, I recommend someone and you're like, oh, you know, Jesse Winker's coming back from the IL in 2 days, so you know, keep a lookout for that. It's that kind of stuff that I miss. And we kind of joke on recent shows that I don't read your news and notes on the Patreon, but I actually do. But the thing is, like, my brain, I will read something now, and I like 5 minutes later, I'll have no idea what I just read. It's not a slight to you, it's anything.
Oh, I know.
And again, maybe that's just the way, like, that part of my brain is fried or whatever, but that's what I want to work on is, and that's something that I give you a ton of credit for. You will, I mean, you're so damn busy, you'll read something and like everything will, I mean, that's how you know all this news. Like you'll read something, and I'm amazed at how like everything sticks, where like I can read the same thing and 5 minutes later it's totally gone. So that's what I want to focus on even more this year in terms of, I think it'll be a better product for the show, is not just, you know, someone's barrel rate or analyzing someone's skills, which is a little bit more in my wheelhouse and right, creating tools that looks at all that stuff, but just consuming the news, reading things, and actually trying to have it stick. I don't know if listeners out there, like if you have the same issue, hopefully some others do, I don't know, but that's what I want to work on in terms of how I'm actually consuming things, including and not limited to your Patreon articles.
Well, I'll be honest, is a lot of the time I don't just consume and remember things. I'm a hands-on learner. It's always been my problem through school. Like any class I got good grades in college, it's because I actually had to do things type stuff. But in college, like if it wasn't how I learned, is same thing with the news and notes, just having to rewrite it. That's how I remember things. So like writing my news and notes helps me. If I just read them, I might get half of it, but I wouldn't remember all of it, where I do by writing it. Cause a lot of the stuff we'll talk about on the show, I wrote that night before type stuff.
That makes my brain kind of works that way too. I don't have an outlet to actually,
I just wanted to clarify. You know? Yeah. You're like, no, like I remember things. I'm like, no, trust me. Like there's a reason I don't sit and read a lot at night. I probably should. People say it's good for you. I'll read. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, what did I just read? Like, so I'm with you 100% on that. All right. This one kind of seems fun to me, and this is where it'll contradict probably one of my later resolutions, but here we are. This is what I do every year to torture myself. And this, again, is to the Patreon people, is the whole purpose of the Patreon and this show, we've said forever, even the free shows and everything, is we want to cater to the listener. That's the whole point of these things, is we want to give, it's not to give them a voice is the right word, but to give them what they want, in theory. So we've talked about, like, I'll do news and notes. I'll do the fab article, but I've written in other places. Like, I want to create a weekly article on Patreon. Like, I have a bunch of ideas, but I want it to be catered to what the Patreon wants. Like, I don't want to just write something that goes into the ether and no one cares about type thing. Like, I've kind of put notes in different chats on Discord. Would you guys be interested in this? Because I'm not going to spend my time on it if no one's going to care type thing. So I'm going to put some stuff out there in the next couple months to the Patreon, but I want to develop a weekly column for in season that'll benefit them. If it's just like kind of a wrap up of maybe some of Bloom's boards he has out there, like, hey, here's some guys, I could deep dive into them for you real quickly, like a paragraph on each guy or something, or different angles on things to give them a more context behind something we talk about or look at type deal, or whatever's on their brain. So I'm going to pick the Patreon's brain, but my resolution is to put together another article that we have not, you know, said you're going to get for sure on the old Patreon, you know, advertisement that is literally catered directly to the Patreon members. Like this,
they're
is
kind of like a regular,
it's almost like a listener mailbag.
Mailbag. That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah. It's in theory, it's like a mailbag, but it could be one where I don't have to sit there and ask for questions. Like I just kind of know what they're looking for, or if they have questions, I could add that to it type thing. Something along those lines. Like, a weekly column that'll cater to what they're looking for type deal. So if you're listening, which you probably are, hit me up on the Discord. Let me know if any of that made sense to you.
All right. Next up for me is, I think one of the, I don't know, one thing we've heard, one of the things that folks like about this show is we give information, that sort of thing, but we bust each other. We have some kind of crew. We have fun with it. And so what I really want to do this season, we did it a little bit in 2024. We had shows like Bubba and the Bloomies, which actually the idea came from one of our listeners. Yep. We had when Luis Rengifo had season ending surgery, we had a candlelight vigil for the guy as one of our shows.
Oh, that's so good.
We did things like, and this was more content side, but we did like hitter pitcher roadmap episodes, wanting to continue to push the envelopes of show topics, both, you know, but and keep that creativity there. It's very easy for, and I fall into the trap all the time when we do as many shows as we do, is just look at like, oh, what did we do last year? Let's just kind of repeat that. And to some extent in season, right, we are still going to do right our weekly fab show every Thursday night, like that's not going to change. But to just try and continue to push the envelope, differentiate ourselves from some of the other stuff out there with just like new, fresh topics that are creative yet also and fun yet also informative. So I know it's a little wishy-washy in terms of like I don't have anything that I'm trying to, you know, attack that goal towards, but it's just keeping an eye out and ear out for creative stuff that I think you all are going to enjoy. I mean, we kind of ventured out a little bit on that path last year, and I want to do that even more. It's easier said than done, because like I said, we get in this grind, and you do even more shows with Bench with Bubba, and it's like the day of a show, and it's like, oh, what are we going to do? And it's easy to kind of
fall into
that, yeah, what we did last time, or keep that routine, which is fine. That routine is good, but I also want to mix in as much as we can some of those more creative topics, like the Vegas thing, obviously, is something along that path, and keep things fresh. Keep things fresh, because now we are entering what, the third, fourth year of this, and not to say you get complacent, but we want to kind of continue to push that.
I like it. Looking forward to again. That's why behind the scenes, we sit and talk a lot off air on stuff like this. Kind of, we'll be talking all of a sudden. Yeah, that's a good idea. Take a note, like stuff like that.
Or yeah. That's a really shitty idea. Let's not do that.
But we talk it out. We talk it out before.
We at least yeah. bet it first. So.
Yeah, that's the beauty of our relationship, was we are not afraid to nicely tell each other, like, no, we're not doing that. Like,
no, man, we're not doing that.
I get that a lot, but no. That's not again. No, we're not doing that. All right, so my third resolution, this is why I said it kind of contradicts some of the things I'm adding a podcast. Well, not adding, because I got rid of one, so I'm kind of less there. But I want to add a column, stuff like that. But in changing the podcast format I mentioned with Breakfast with Bubba, it kind of coincides here. I want to be better at balancing my personal life with my like content life. And that's one thing, because like I said, I'd still have my personal life, and I'd come home and I'd be up till 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'm up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. Like, it's just, it wears on you. It, like Thursday night shows were, Blue and I were usually pretty beat by Thursday nights, stuff like that. And that might not change even if I change my content schedule, because that's just late on a Thursday and we have kids. But just in general, like, again, if, you know, I got something going on a Tuesday, I'm going to prioritize the personal life probably, and, you know, maybe take it easy type stuff. And I want to be better at doing that, because I used to always find excuses. Like, I'd be out with guys, like friends, I'd be like, hey, I got to go. And just so I could get home and do a Bench with Bubba or something. Like, I got as far, or whatever. I got to go because I got to go home and prep for a first pitch podcast or something like that. Where it's like, I want to personal life, getting away from stuff is important. I need to be better at prioritizing that while still providing the content that I can provide to all of you. So this was a little different of a resolution compared to the first ones, at least.
So I'd agree with that one. I tell you this semi-frequently. It's like, yes, we're doing a Thursday night show and you're like drinking a Celsius because you've got, after our show, you've got an article to write and another podcast to do and, you know, all this other stuff. And every now and then I'll tell you, I'm like, dude, I don't know how you do it, but also B, like, yeah, think about when we get to next year, which is now,
yeah,
kind of think about, be creative about and strategic about how you want to structure all this new stuff. And I think you've done that pretty good with kind of moving away from
other stuff,
first pitch pod, other stuff, and doing things more on your terms. I think that's a good step in the right direction. I still think you're doing a ton, but it's more on your terms, which I think
Now, for instance, though, is I'm literally watching news come across the phone, and instead of like jumping to my computer, I'm like, I'll wait till four or five things build up. Then I'll sit down and I'll write it. Like little things, it sounds minute to maybe the listeners out there, but for me, it's like, okay, I'll just keep watching Netflix right now and relaxing instead of running to my computer or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Or in the past, literally, when I first started a site like 7 years ago or whatever, I'd want at least a small article on every possible transaction, and it turned into a just gluttony of stuff. So cutting back on that, basically.
It is interesting. We are pretty different in that aspect where, like, I feel like whenever we want to start something new, like this Patreon, I'm always very hesitant to add new stuff. And even when we talked about adding the Patreon, I was still like, all right, we'll do it. I'm excited to do it. But like, I don't want to write any more than I need to right now. Cause I still have all the Baseball HQ stuff that I'm prioritizing as well. So it is kind of funny how we meet in the middle, yet a lot of times we attack it different ways. Not to say I'm perfect at balancing things at home either, because we spend a lot of time on this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting, our two personalities, how they meet up, but
that's why it works well.
Different paths.
That's why it works well, though. If you're on the same path, it might not be great.
Yes, to where if we're all go-getter and we want to do all this stuff, and we see this all the time we've been at this, we're olds, we've been in this industry, so to speak, for a decade decade plus. We see it all the time where it's great to have that attitude to go all out and do it, and we just see burnout happen all the time. So I've always been very hesitant to add more things to my plate, and I've noticed that you used to not be hesitant to add things to your plate, Bubba, and now you're kind of thinking about all that stuff now, which is good, especially as our kids get out of the toddler stage and start, remembering experiences with us and all that stuff. So,
good time. But side note, I just took on the full-time PT tomorrow article for AL West at Baseball HQ. Just throwing that one out there.
Announcement to the show. Bubba has agreed to a new weekly column.
Baseball HQ. So, get that going for you. For me.
Yeah. Should be good. So that'll probably drop on Fridays. You'll be drinking that Celsius Thursday night.
But see, that article, it's not like I have to do it that night. I can kind of plan for it for a few days. It's those kind of things. Adjusting my format of stuff, basically.
I used to write that one myself. And yes, it's not as time sensitive as kind of your running newsfeed stuff.
So yep.
We'll give that to you.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. What's number four for you?
All right. This is a little bit cliche. I think almost everyone says this, but for me, for my league selection for 2025, I have done a lot of drafting holes, not as many as you, of course, but my goal is to actually do even more drafting holes and fewer fab leagues this year. And I've already dropped out of a couple fab leagues to go on to that. And I like the drafting hole format a ton, just because it takes maybe 5 minutes twice a week to set your lineups and go at it. And, I'm working. I can kind of do that on the side on Mondays and Fridays. It's very manageable for me, whereas Sundays are very much not manageable for me with a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And the end of the weekend, we're doing stuff. And fab is just, we've talked about this. 7 o'clock Sunday night is that's the witching hour of the week. That's one of the toughest hours of the week, where you're trying to get ready for the week, get the kids to bed and all that stuff. And then on top of that, you've got, I think last year I had 7 or 8 fab leagues, and it's like, man. So that's my plan for 2025. The other thing I'm thinking about, I know I probably shouldn't do it. I know I shouldn't do it, but we're going, like we said, we're going to Vegas. And am I really going to go to Las Vegas and not do a draft? That's going to be tough. So I'm considering doing a main event. It is a good chunk of change. I have done 4 main events in my past, not counting the 2020 sprint year thing that they had, and I've only cashed in one of them. So my track record with main event and thus money lost, I hope my wife isn't listening to the show at this point, can pretty much assure that she's not, is that. But on the flip side, I am very intrigued in kind of doing that. I want to say once in a lifetime type of thing, but participating in a main event while I'm at, while I'm there in Vegas. So it's going to be tough for me to say no. We will see. But if I do do that, I am going to cut another Fab League just because I don't want to go above four or five, because Sundays are just, Sundays are tough sometimes.
Yeah, no, we talk about it. Not to mention tout runs like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, staggered times. Right? Like, yeah.
It just, and then for a while there, if you're in the Earth Leagues, they ran like at 11 o'clock at night. It was,
which I didn't mind, honestly. I didn't mind.
I think I got adjusted this last year, though. I can't remember.
It went back to 7 with everything else. Like, I wouldn't mind 9 o'clock because like, my kids are down like 7:30, 8 o'clock. I have that kind of hour of peace to do it. But that's another. Yep. That's a separate rant.
I'm with you. Separate rant for sure. But yeah, I get it. Well, I'm looking forward to you drafting a main in Vegas, though. So that'll be fun.
Maybe. Maybe. I have not signed up yet. I have not.
Ryan's been trying not to. Ryan's been trying to get me to co-run it with them to convince him to do it type thing. And I'm like, I suck at 15s and I don't like, we get along right now. Let's not do this for the show.
Another. So as we were saying, creative ideas and stuff that will shoot down each other. This was one of them.
Yes. I was like, I don't think it's a good idea.
Co-managing a main with you.
I think it'll be better for me to like critique you from the back room watching it on video, like we're watching Poker Stars or something, watching Ryan sweat there. Like that might be more fun for the listeners. But we'll see how that goes.
It would be. I can tell you that. Because I will be sweating.
Yeah. All right. My fourth resolution, and it's leagues similar to Ryan's concept here, but it's, for me, it's not worrying so much about the overall league prizes, like the OCs and stuff. Like OCs are fun. Talked with Ryan a lot off the air and some other guys. Like, we all know to win an overall, and obviously some, you know, elite and FBC players might disagree with me. It's like winning the lotto. You got to run pure to make it work. Like, their strategy, sure, but you got to run real good. First and second place get paid out in OCs. Like, and I love 12s over 15s. Most of you should know that by now. So, like, I've been looking at other things. There's different levels of satellites where they get paid out three ways. Like, an OC is $350. One of the satellites is $250, and the winner gets paid out more than a first place in an OC.
Right.
And you pay less.
In those satellites, for listeners that aren't aware, satellites are standalone leagues. There's no like big chunk of your entry fee that goes to this overall among thousands of people. So yeah, continue. Sorry.
Yeah. So, but no, that's fine. It's just like, if I'm just worried about building a bankroll per se, chasing the overall might not be the best approach. Like, I play DFS, and chasing those, you have to be willing to lose a lot before you can win a lot type thing. But you have every day you have that chance where you don't in a season long, obviously. You got one shot to make that work. So I think I'd rather use that same bankroll allotment of my OCs. I still might play one just to get in the mix, but then the rest might go to satellite type deals just to build, see where it goes. Assuming I win money, that's just the assumption. That's what you're going in there with. And at the same time, like in my, what I want to do here is like my goal is, in doing the satellites, like it's more attainable, is to whatever my entry fee is, say I spend $1,200, I want to at least double that in returns. And so if I play four leagues, if I win two of them, I'll double it easy, or like so on and so forth. Like, I want to start building, essentially, is what it comes down to. And maybe that's too high of a goal. We'll see. But, and if you win like one DC, that's tremendous, because it's $1,000 that helps out a ton. A couple of years ago, I doubled mine easily. Last year, I was a little less than breaking even. So, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. And the one other thing I added on here, because I suck at 15s. That's why if you in the auction leagues, you know, I'll be good for a while, but once injuries take place, my teams just sink. And I know that's kind of common in reality, but, my goal is to cash in a 15 team league. I don't care what 15 team league it is. I want to cash. So those are kind of my things there, is basically to get better in a 15, but also maybe not worry about the overalls so I can build a bankroll.
Yeah, that's one of the things we talked about this season, because my biggest league, you kind of sound like me last year. Maybe I've rubbed off on you. My biggest league that I was on in 2024 was a 15-team satellite league, and I finished second in it in the 15-teamer and got a pretty good payday out of that, whereas if a good chunk of that money was going into the overall, would not have gotten that much. And not to poo-poo overalls. They're fun contests. But you're right. You have to run extremely pure and put a hell of a lot of time
that's the other
into part. It. I think that's the biggest thing for me. And one of my honestly, my biggest hesitancy doing a main event is, I know this is going to sound like an excuse, I don't put in the time on my own teams nearly enough as I should if I want to compete at like the overall level. I just don't. Like, I've got, and that's by design. I put content first. I do a fab article every week for Baseball HQ. Like, say I've got like 6 hours free on a weekend, which I don't, but like 3 or 4 of those hours are going into our fab show, my fab article for HQ. Whatever's left is my own teams. And again, not complaining about it. I love doing it that way, but to compete in, you know, amongst thousands of other people who are, have a lot of money in this, they are spending a ton more time on their own teams, which again, it's, you know, I would too, but I know I prioritize, especially on weekends, not only the family time, but time towards content over my own teams. And sometimes, you know, my bankroll, as they like to say, mm-hmm. suffers because of that. But that's just how I've always wanted to do it. So, I don't know.
Yep, no, it makes total sense to me. And I think that time management thing, because we've talked about it,
yep.
it's almost like a running joke. Leaving FPAS, walking out of certain panels, going, yeah, I'll never beat those guys. Because they just live and breathe, and you know, you might beat them once in a while. Okay, I have beat Steve Weimer in DC. It has happened. It's possible. He'll beat me 1,000 times more before I probably beat him again. But you can beat these guys. But in general, to win, especially the Fab League parts, DC might be a bad example, because once you're in, like these guys, the way they talk about the way they run their Fab Leagues, it's just insanity. To
we talked with each other and we're like, yep, we're not winning that one, because they do all this other crazy stuff, which you kind of need to do if you want to consistently compete. So,
yep. Anyway. All right. What is your final resolution?
What do I got? I didn't have this one last year. All right. So I just want to be, I know a lot of this show, to be quite honest with everyone out there, has been centric to us. We want to do this. We want to do that for our show and for our listeners. But one of the things I want to do is work more on promoting others in this industry. We see, and we get, you kind of forget it sometimes, but we all go to first pitch in November and it's great to see everyone, but then we kind of come back home and we focus on our own stuff. So I want to make it a point this season to be more of a supporters for others in the industry, especially those that stick it out all year. I know both of us, we mentioned this earlier, how we take pride in doing our show twice a week every year. The ones that stick baseball out for the entire season. And not only just doing, you can do other sports, whatever, but just have a ton of respect for those, especially that are newer to the industry, that are trying to build up and don't get the, you know, responses, the likes and that sort of thing, yet they're still churning out content and doing their thing all season long while football's going on and all that other stuff. So I want to recognize that more and use some of the, I don't want to say goodwill, but a lot of the time that we've put in 12 plus years in the industry to kind of bring others up and do it that way. So want to get better at that. It's easy to just focus on your own stuff, promote your own stuff, but want to do others as well.
Yeah. And side note, this isn't on my resolutions. I try to keep Benched with Bubba stuff off of here, but I've even told Ben that I want to get, last couple of years, I've had a lot going on, let's put it that way. So I've been trying to get, like, Benched with Bubba used to always be twice a week, all this stuff, but that I started becoming once a week during the season. My goal is to get it back to twice. And the reason is kind of to piggyback on what Ryan said. I loved getting first timers, maybe not quote unquote big names, on the show. And that was always a way to do it, was having two shows a week, basically highlighting their content, having fun talking to them, so on and so forth. So that is something I've mentioned Ben before. It's something I want to do more of this year as things are kind of getting a little more back to normal. Let's put it that way.
That's one of my favorite things about Bench with Bubba is you will. I mean, that's how we met originally. I was a guest on your show way back when, but you walked the walk with that. Like, you had, for example, I'll just throw some names out recently. You had Martin Sokolsky on talking about AFL prospects, and Martin's doing his thing, trying to build up his Substack Four Seam Fantasy, which I recommend. But you give him that voice, that platform to be able to do that. Stephen Godwin, who you just had on, he's trying to launch a site. I believe analyzing kind of strengths and tendencies from a roster build standpoint on the NFBC. You gave him a full show on interviewing him, and we met him out in First Pitch, not a quote unquote established industry person, but someone who's new and trying to do their thing. So I will always give you credit for doing that.
Yeah, and I won't go any farther, but if you look at a lot of people that have built their brand over the last 3 or 4 years, a lot of them are on my show early on. So that's why it's a good feeling, let's put it that way. My last resolution here, and it's kind of in line with Ryan's, just in a different angle, and it's something we talk about a lot on this show, is in the end, do what formats you like, do what you like, because in the end, fantasy's fun. And I know we focus on NFBC a lot on this show because that's what we play a lot of. We've admitted it's literally the best platform to play on. It has the best like ADP. You can use all these factors for content wise. It's pretty much the best. That's just the way it is. There's other really good stuff though. And one thing I want to remind myself, I know we both try to on our shows a lot, is to remind that fantasy is fun no matter if you're NFBC Elite or if you're like in a 10 team home league on CBS or ESPN or Yahoo. Like, I want to keep reminding us when we do content, when we're talking. I know our FAB has helped a ton in that regard because we use Fantrax data. We use some other data. So it CBS. So it keeps us at least honed in on that. I don't want us to lose that, essentially, is what I'm trying to say. So I want to remember, yes, we're going to Vegas for NFBC. Yes, we're doing, you know, we do Gladiator shows. We're talking about doing more NFBC leagues, this, that, and the other. Our listener leagues are NFBC. But again, we made them more affordable compared to the regular price. I want to keep reminding people, hey, there's a lot of great NFBC content out there, a lot of high priced play out there, but in the end, fantasy should be what you want it to be and should be fun. And I hope our show, no matter what we do, can help all those people. So that's one thing I want to keep reminding us, because sometimes I feel like, at least me, we'll be doing so much NFBC and even in my write-ups on Benched with Bubba and all these things, that it feels like I'm forgetting that at times. So that's something I want to keep reminding us to keep that focus on the show.
Yep. And I think just in general, just, I mean, I think we're pretty good at this. Cause
I think we are, but it feels like I'm always, it's in easy. My brain, I always feel like I'm not doing like that kind of stuff.
I think just in general too, like we play fantasy because it is fun. We don't do it when we're just talking about bankroll and overalls and all that stuff. We don't play fantasy baseball for money. There are several other paths we can do if we actually wanted to make money in our free time. Fantasy baseball is not it, but we do it because we enjoy it. I hope that comes out in our show, where, like, I don't know, like I freely admit that I picked up the wrong Matt Festa or David whoever the hell Festa it was. I get it mixed up now because I picked up the wrong one. But just being able to laugh at each other and laugh at ourselves for doing that kind of stuff, where, like, just don't, it's easy to take this stuff too seriously. And I will always, if I screw up, get something wrong, I'll throw it out there, because I think that makes the game more fun. We'll always kind of joke around with each other on, you know, naming people the mascot and all that kind of stuff. I just think that makes the game more fun, and again, just is a way for us to not take ourselves so seriously, because why are we doing fantasy baseball?
Yeah, 100%. You watch social media and some of these guys, like you watch right now with fantasy football ending and the last couple of weeks on there, people have just been losing their minds over things. I'm like, it doesn't seem enjoyable. Right. I'm doing $5 slow drafts and underdog just because it's fun. It's $5. Most guys will laugh. Oh, you're only spending $5. I'm having a blast, having a great time building stuff. So teach your own. I just want to keep kind of reiterating that whenever we can, in case, I guess more than me, I kind of feel like just in the NFBC rut at times, which I love. Again, it's nothing against them. I think it's great for content. It's perfect for content. It's the best of the best.
But I think, and let us know if we're wrong. There is a silent majority out there that is not. And we've seen Patreon signups and folks that, like, we know their name. Some of them, but there are other signups and folks that we have not heard their name, and they don't do that stuff. So it's easy to fall into that that rut of where the more vocal ones are. And I think a lot of our listeners, if maybe the majority, are not on that platform. So we want to keep it enjoyable for all.
Bingo. That would be it. All right, I have two listener comments here.
You're going to read them out?
I asked for them. Like, I got to read them. That's what we do on this show, Ryan.
All right, Bloomfield out.
First, from Kevin Hastings. I have the same resolution I have had for several years now. I'll be more mindful of ratios when drafting. I say it every year. I start out that way every year. I rationalize that home runs or stolen bases are worth it. Batting average is so volatile. He'll outperform the batting average projection every year. I listen to the Posma say, oh, I don't know. I just pay really close attention to batting average, ERA, and whip. As he's been congratulated for another overall title every year, I will draft ratios for 2025. That's Kevin Hastings. I get that. I get that, except for my whip, if you ask Ryan. And then Ben Ted, great guy, amazing human being, joins me once a week as a co-host on Bench with Bubba. Really smart, did I mention this? His comments are usually spot on when he says things. Ben Ted says, I'd like Ryan to finally read Bubba's new news and notes columns on for the Patreon in 2025.
But see, I gave myself an out because earlier I said I'd read it, but I don't remember it. So yep. I can always go with that. Yet recently you've been saying you covered this guy on a news and notes and you never did. So you're screwing with me there too. So.
Yeah, that one was fun. That
was good from Ben. I enjoyed
it. In the end, I wanted to highlight the Ben one because it kind of shows how fun the Discord is. We're all joking at each other. We're throwing jokes at all around all the time. But if we want like to talk about stuff, I know with Martin the other day in there, the Josh Naylor trade, a lot of guys were against it. I was kind of in favor of it. We just talked it out. It was fun. It was like we both gave our comments. Like on Twitter, you can't do that stuff.
Someone's from
the top rope telling you you're a moron, blah, 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 and then it just blows the whole feed up. Yep. So that's I just wanted to highlight that as we're bringing it full circle on the Patreon, on the Discord, all that stuff is we have a lot of fun in there. And it's just really good. So throwing that out there.
Just to kind of wrap things up, like thank you all for if you've all made it this far for sure for listening. We obviously are excited. If you can't feel that through your headphones, we are excited for 2025. Got some awesome stuff planned, and we'd love to have you all join our list. We're not gonna just like last year. We are not gonna promote it on social media. We want this to be a true listener auction league experience. So we're only going to talk about it on the show. And we'd love to have as many of you hop on board and be a part of our listener leagues for 2025.
Yep. It was awesome. Hope you guys did enjoy this. It was, obviously different than the norm, but it's our yearly resolutions. People loved it last year. We have fun just kind of talking it out, kind of letting you guys know what we're thinking about the show, about what we do here and what we want to bring here type stuff. So hope you guys did enjoy that. Hope you all had a happy new year. Because assuming you're listening to this in the new year, 2025 should be a fun one. Happy New Year's to you, my friend. Hope you have a good one as well. We'll be back with you guys. Continuing, we got catchers preview start. We said preview start in January, folks. Episode 201, bang. Catchers out the gate.
Should I show up for that, or is that just going to be a monologue hour and a half?
I'll let you talk about Wilson Contreras, and you need. Well,
what about Will Smith?
We can talk Will Smith all you want because I have nothing to say about him. At least nothing positive. But and then after we start doing our previews, folks, we'll start having some player debates for the Patreon members because compared to our rankings, as rankings have been put out there and all kinds of fun stuff. So check all that out. Make sure you follow Ryan on Twitter at RyanBHQ, the podcast at Bubba Bloom Pod. I'm at BD Intrick. Until next time, this is Bubba and the Bloom, episode 200. Catch y'all later.
Happy New Year.